second floor, about 2 o'clock in the morning. I woke up because Amos and Archie had started barking. And that made me very angry because I wasn't feeling well. And I told them I was very cross, the real me, that they just better remember what happened to Sam, the bad cat that was left at home and got sick and went to cookie heaven. It was a very cold, clear fall night. Some snowflakes were falling. Gee, it was so beautiful. So I went to get my camera to take some pictures, and then I was taking the pictures, but the exposure thing wasn't right. I was going to call Fred or Jerry to find out how to set it, but, I was too late. And then I remembered they were still probably at dinner, and anyway, I felt really bad and didn't want to talk to anybody. But the snowflakes are so beautiful and real looking, and I really wanted to hold them. And that's when I heard the voices from down the hall near the stairs. So I got a flashlight, and I was scared, and I went out into the hallway. You know, there's been all kinds of troubles lately in the neighborhood. But someone's got to bring home the bacon. And anyway, there were Bridget and Billy playing. And under the staircase was a little meadow, sort of like the park at 23rd Street, where all the young kids go and play frisbee. Gee, that must be fun. Maybe we should do an article on that in the magazine. Yeah, but they'll just tell me I'm stupid and it won't sell. But I mean, I'll hold my ground this time. I mean, it's my magazine, isn't it? So, I was thinking that as the snowflakes fell, and I heard those voices having so much fun. Gee, it would be so great to have some fun. So I called Billy, but either he didn't hear me, or he didn't want to answer, which was so strange, because even if I don't like reunions, I've always loved Billy. I'm so glad he's working. And then I saw John Cale. He's been looking really great. You know, he's been coming by the office to exercise with me. Yeah, Ronnie said I have a muscle. But he's been really mean since he went to AA. I mean, what does it mean when you give up drinking and then you're still so mean? He says I'm being lazy, but I'm not. I just can't find any ideas. I mean, just not, let's face it, going to get any ideas up at that office. Seeing John made me think of the Velvets, and I had been thinking about them when I was on St. Mark's Place, going to that new gallery that the new kids have opened. Yeah, but they thought I was old. And then I saw the old Dom, the old club where we did our first shows. It was so great. And then I saw Lou. I'm so mad at him. You know, Lou Reed got married and didn't invite me. I mean, is it because he thought I'd bring too many people? I don't get it. Could have at least called. I mean, he's doing so great. Why doesn't he call me? You know, I saw him at the MTV show, and he was one row away, and he didn't even say hello. I don't get it. You know, I hate Lou. I really do. He won't even hire us for his videos. And I was so proud of him. I was so scared today. There was blood leaking through my shirt from those old scars from being shot. And the corset I wear to keep my insides in was hurting. And I did 3 sets of 15 push-ups and 4 sets of 10 sit-ups. But then my insides hurt. And I saw drops of blood on my shirt. And I remember the doctor saying, I was dead. And then later, they had to take blood out of my hands because they'd run out of veins. But then, all this thinking was making me an old grouch, and you can't do anything anyway, so if they wouldn't let me play with them in my own dream, I was just going to have to make another, and another, and another. Gee, wouldn't it be funny if I died in this dream before I could make another one up? Nobody called, and nobody came.